Candy Todd joins us. She's the market master. The farmer's market is every Wednesday and also Saturday. And Candy, you know, I keep telling everybody with our forecast that we have great weekends, and it looks like we're going to have another great Saturday and Sunday, but something about the past couple of Wednesdays for you, you're just unlucky.
Yeah, well, we need rain.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it would come on Thursday, but we can't. We don't have that on and off switch, do we?
No, we really don't. But I'll tell you what, though, it's nice to have those covers so you can still have a good market.
You bet. Well, we do have a fairly good selection. There's a lot of them that are not here today, but we do have still a fairly nice collection of vendors that are available out here with the nice varieties. So you can still come on down and pick out those strawberries, which there's nothing like Michigan fresh strawberries. So we're just now starting the season, and there's quite a few tables out here with the strawberries for sale. And pair that with some rhubarb, and you've got an awesome pie. We have all of the spring greens, the tender varieties of lettuce, the hothouse tomatoes, the green onions, radishes, and cucumbers, which would all mix together, make a great salad. And, of course, you have your root vegetables, the potatoes, the carrots, the rutabaga. All of that is still available on several stands out here. We have Hickory Knoll Creamery with us today with their several selections of goat cheese. Granddaddy's Kettle Corn with his cheese, or the Chicago Mix Kettle Corn. Good Life Granola is here today. Just Eat a Cookie, and he has some very unique cookies. He has what they bake, a cookie within a cookie.
What kind of cookie is that?
Oh, it's a little bit different. You got to come down and check this out, because it's like when I saw it too, it was like, whoa, he might have an Oreo, regular Oreo cookie baked inside of a peanut butter cookie.
Wow.
It's just very unique. And, of course, he carries muffins. He has scones and a little mini loaves of sweetbreads. We have some Patico coffee here, and you can come get it by the cup, or they have the 5-pound bags or 1-pound bags of fresh ground, or just the beans if you have a grinder at home. Captain Chubbs is here with the smoked fish. We have local Epicurean with their organic pastas and soup mixes. There are all kinds of vegetable plants available for those who are planting a garden, along with those herbs, and still a beautiful selection of flowers in pots and planters and just the flats for bedding plants. And a lot of cut flowers are starting to come onto market. Last Saturday, it smelled so good out here with all the peony bouquets. And I want to say we have our kids' activities, which is going on. Today is the first one of the season. So school is out and you don't know what to do with the kids. Every Wednesday morning at 9:30, we have a story time. At 10 o'clock, there will be different activities scheduled, usually outside. But today, being that it's raining, it is going to be held inside in the North Hall in the Civic Center. And it's a favorite of most everyone. Hope College Summer Science Camp is going to be here. And they're going to help children investigate the ingredients in their favorite snack foods, which might be a little bit surprising.
I don't know any other farmer's market that does a story time. That's kind of cool.
Yep, that's every Wednesday morning at 9:30. We'll have the folks from Herrick District Library will be down here to do a story time. So that's always nice to take in. So give the kids some quiet time in the morning. And, of course, on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we have our chef series, and I think this week is going to be the chefs from Ottawa Beach Inn, and they are going to be doing grilling fresh water fish.
Oh, outstanding.
And that's going to be quite nice because we do have a nice supplier here of fish.
Yeah, not only that, in Lake Michigan just down the road.
Yes.
I saw a report this morning showing that more and more people want us to start eating fish, so that's kind of relevant and on time.
Well, we have the best of both worlds here this Saturday, then. We've got the fish that is fresh, and we have the chefs that can show us how to cook it.
Fantastic.
So that's at 10 o'clock this Saturday.
Candy Todd, Market Master, joining us. Candy, we're out of time, but I appreciate you taking the moment to step aside and tell us about all the fresh goodies at the farmer's market today and also on Saturday.
It's my pleasure.